Hello there, everybody. Pastor Adam here. Welcome to Leadership Lessons, and we are so glad that you've joined us today on the podcast. And I just really pray and believe that today, as I continue with totally trusting in trouble, that you're going to be blessed and ministered to and encouraged. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, this word is going to help you. It's going to help you whether you're a leader or whether you're just going through a difficult time and you've come across this. We're grateful and thankful that you've joined us today. We're going to be going into the Word of God in just a moment, into the book of Revelation chapter 3. If you're just checking this out, you may have seen part 1, and if you missed it, I encourage you to go back and check that out. It's available as well. Of course, it's free as well, but go check it out because it will help make this a lot more clear for you as you get the foundation that I laid in part 1 of totally trusting in trouble. And we'll continue today with part 2. Let me also just say very quickly, connect with us. Make sure you visit our website or connect with us on social media. All the links to find us on social media and even watch our live services and such are going to be found at our website at freshfirechurch.net. We stream our services on Facebook Live. So if you're on Facebook, you'll be able to check us out and get to watch those. And we know and pray that they'll be a blessing to you. Today, though, I want to just go right into the Word of God, as I said, Revelation chapter 3. And I want to read verses 7 through 9 for you very quickly. It says, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength. You have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you." Friend, I want to just share with you today. I want to do some more decreeing and declaring over your life. I really believe this being a word for you right now. What God is going to open to you, no man can shut. Friend, what God is going to open for you, no witch can shut. No devil can shut. A critic can't shut it up. A hater can't shut it. Not because we earned it. Not because we even deserve it. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You'll remember from part 1, I said that you have purchasing power. Faith is that purchasing power. Hallelujah. Some of you have been waiting on God to do something. But I want to tell you today that God has been waiting on you to do something. I know what that is, what that's like. There's been times in my life where I was sort of waiting on God for clarity, waiting on God for an answer. And I found that there are many times God's just waiting on me to do something. God's waiting on me to activate my great faith. You know, I share often and I do my best to be transparent on the podcast about me and even the hardships sometimes in ministry or even our struggles or whatnot. But part of what has just astounded so many people, friends and other pastors and family even at times, is that I don't back down from making a decision out of total faith. You know, our ministry exists because of radical faith, because of the faith that I walk in, because of the faith that I choose to walk in. You know, the buildings that we've been given, the properties, the churches, all of that God has blessed us with has been decisions of radical faith. It really has been. Faith is my purchasing power. And I just want to encourage somebody today that you've been waiting, and it seems like you've been waiting on God, but I just want to just share with you today that God is waiting on you to do something. You know, think about this, when the story with Isaac, when you get ready and take Isaac up to Mount Moriah, and you have to leave the servants and the asses, and you leave everything behind you that doesn't belong in your future. Think about it like this. You leave divorce, you leave hurt, you leave pain, you leave the broken, you leave the negativity, you leave the depression, you leave everything that disappointed, leave everything from our past, even everything that confused you. leave it all in yesterday because you are in a new day. It's just like taking Isaac up to Mount Moriah. You have to be able to leave everything from yesterday because you have to understand and realize you are in a new day. God is going to take you to a height you've never been. Friend, we are in exciting times in the body of Christ. All right? And you've got to be willing. Yesterday's troubles, you got to leave them there. Today is a brand new day. When you woke up today and your eyes opened and your feet hit the floor, it is a brand new day. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what they said about you. I was preaching recently, and you know, I have people that, you know, enemies just like anybody, and there are people that say all sorts of things about me, and it used to really get to me. But then as I just preached this past Sunday, it's not important what others say about me. It's important what I say about me. You know, it really is. Let people say and be and do and talk about you all they're going to. What's really important is, what are you going to say about you? Leave all of that in yesterday. You are in a brand new day. Think about when Abraham gets to that place. There's a place that God wants to take you in this new year. You know, referencing back there to the story of Isaac there. You know, you and I can't be unprepared. When you get to that place, remember, Abraham worshiped God. You know, Lot, he served God out of convenience, right? But Abraham served God out of sacrifice. Friend, you've got to put your faith with the Word of God. You got to sow into the kingdom of God. Take Him at His Word. You know, be a game changer. Be a history maker. See, when I advance God's kingdom, God takes care of my life. When I take care of what's important to God, God takes care of what's important to me. I've learned that over and over and over again. So many times we get caught up in focusing on how we're going to take care of our responsibilities or how we're going to do. God said in His Word that He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. So if I just take care of the kingdom, God takes care of my life, right? If I take care of what's important to God, God will take care of what's important to me. Friend, I just want to declare to you, and really, I pray that you have an ear to hear this word today. We're going to get into some depth and some real revelation for somebody today, and I just know it's going to help you. But I just decree today that there are things being opened right now for you. I just declare that there are angelic visitations for someone right now. You need it. You've sought God. You've been in a low place, and there is angelic visitation for you right now. There's an open heaven over your home right now. There's an open heaven over your place where you are right now. God is opening up heaven and downloading into you just right now. I just share with you. I just challenge you just to receive it. Just put yourself in a position to receive, to praise God, to thank Him right now. If you can, lift your hands or just say, thank you, God. I receive that now. He's opening up heaven. He's downloading into you right now everything that you need, the strength that you need, the joy that you need, the fervor to go on, the hope, the faith that you need. It's coming to you right now. You know, I got to go back into the scripture. Look what it said, the text that we read. It says, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and shuts and no one opens. I know your words. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. Excuse me. For you have a little strength, have kept my word and have not denied my name. In other words, that text is saying, hey, you did two things right. You kept my word and you did not deny my name. All right. You had a little strength. In other words, you felt so alone, but you are still here. You made it. You've gone through lonely moments. You've gone through moments where you weren't even sure if you were going to make it, but you're still here. You made it. You know, maybe you weren't supposed to make it. You were supposed to be bitter. Maybe you were supposed to be in a lower place, but you're here. You made it. You may have fallen. You may have lost it in 2002, or you may have lost it in last year in 2018. But now you're here. You're here right now. You love God. You're the real deal. You pushed past all the adversity. See, there is proof of construction that you are not even aware of. What's the proof? You say, what's the proof? But there is proof. It's Revelation chapter 3. God has set before you an open door. Now watch this. The scripture we read, God has set before you an open door. That word set means to give. To give. When God gives you something, no man can take it. When God gives you something, no man can take it. When God gives you something, it produces a security. I've learned this because God gave it to you and no man did. God's a giver of good things, all right? We need to have faith right now. We need to have that total trust. Remember, the foundation we laid on part one, we need to have that total trust. God is giving you double inheritance. That's what we're looking at today. He's saying, I'm giving you a divine advantage. I'm giving you unprecedented blessing. Hallelujah. Now let's go on. God has set before you. To set means to give, right? God has set before you an open door. That word door means portal, access, or entry. So in other words, God has set before you, God is giving you places that have been closed off before God says that he's giving you access. I'm giving you entry. You're going to walk in places that you haven't walked. Hallelujah. Some of you are need to receive this today, that God is opening things up to you. He's providing things that others don't have access to. He's giving you divine advantage. Now, there are two things that will change your life. This is truth. There's two things that will change your life: associations and revelations. Associations is who you know or who God connects you with, right? But revelations is God reveals to you. All right, information that you have, what God puts on the inside of you. He gives you a cutting edge in your life. Hallelujah. Now, the favor of God comes by the fear of God. Not afraid, but more like reverence. A respect that is felt, seen, or heard. All right? Now, I'm teaching this, and I'm trying to move fast, but I promise it's all going to come together in a few minutes. All right, it's a reverence, a respect that is felt, seen, or heard. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Think about it this: if we were in church together, I would do an illustration to try to make this make sense. But because we're on a podcast, I can't do that. Think about me standing in the front of the church, and I'm going to fall back, and you're going to catch me. But I want you to consider for a moment, just pretend that if we were doing an illustration, that I'm standing there, I'm going to fall back and you're going to catch me, and you are God, we'll say. Now, faith is total trust, all right? I can feel you. I can't see you. My back's turned, right? I can't hear God most of the time, right? There's a lot of times in our walk with God that we can't hear anything. We're not hearing him speak. But God is going to take you on a journey, places you've never been. And oftentimes we're like, okay. And we fall into God. Right? We'll say things, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna follow God. I'm gonna sow this seed into my church or my local ministry, right? I'm totally trusting in God. You see, the mistake, what we end up doing is most people try to feel God. Most people try to see God, etc. And call that faith. Example, like reaching to feel God and then fall into him, right? But see, that isn't faith. See, you had to check it out, see it, feel it, and then decide you can go for it. But see, total trust is going where you've never gone before, and it's doing what you've never done. Hallelujah. Listen to me now. Total trust is going where you've never gone before. Stop trying to reach out and feel God. Stop trying to reach out and stop trying to look to see God, and realizing it's going where you've never gone. It's doing what you've never done. God has given you an open door, and he says, I want you to trust me. Friends, we are in a season in the body of Christ where God wants to do explosive exploits in the body of Christ. And it is going to require total trust. It's going to require leaders. It's going to require the church people. It's going to require you and I in our individual lives to just totally trust God. And that's what he's saying. I want you to trust me. All right? See, if you can do it on your own, you don't need God. All right? We've got to trust God. See, I don't know who this is for, but what has changed my life is total love for God and total dependency on God. I trust God. He's the one consistency in my life, and he never fails me. It's changed my life. See, you're looking for God to be faithful, but God is looking for you to be faithful. All right. So much because we're looking to try to see God. We're trying to feel God, and we're wanting Him to be faithful because we're used to people not being faithful. But total trust in God is a covenant you make together with Him. He is getting ready to open some things, give access to things that you have that have been shut up. I gotta read here quickly for you, Joshua chapter 6. Now, remember this, you know it well, Joshua 6, verse 1. It says, "Now Jericho was securely shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him.'" Now, the Bible says there that Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. God had taken them out of Egypt, a place of being where they were, you know, hemmed in, a place of confinement or limitation. But God supernaturally delivers them across the Red Sea. They walk on dry ground. They die in the wilderness after 40 years because of wandering. See, wanderers don't have total trust. They're hooked on surviving. I preached a message one time, surviving isn't enough. Wanderers want to touch God and see it and then go for it. But the Bible said that Joshua takes over after Moses' death in Deuteronomy 34. His assignment is to get these people in the promised land. There's an inheritance, but Jericho is shut up. See, I really believe that some of you are going to hear this today, and where you are is not where you're supposed to be. There's a place of inheritance that God has for you, but you were stuck on the other side of it because Jericho is shut up. Come on, somebody. The children of Israel, remember, they're farmers, and they've wasted resources in the wilderness, and they're people of agriculture and poor people, and this doesn't make sense in the natural in a lot of ways when you really look at it. But some of you right now are battling and fighting things that don't make sense and that don't line up with where you are living, all right? The enemy is not fighting you for where you are. You've got to know that he is fighting you for whatever's beyond Jericho. He knows that you're about to activate something right now. He knows that by you hearing this word and receiving it, receiving this revelation, there's something on the other side for you to receive. There are things that you are a threat to in the forces of darkness that you don't see in yourself. There really are. You've got to realize today what God says about you. You've got to realize today that you are a threat to the forces of darkness that you don't even see in yourself. You have a potential that you don't see in yourself. In the natural, you don't have resources. Maybe in the natural, you don't have millions of dollars. You don't have influence. You don't have power. But friend, I want to tell you, in the spirit, oh, hallelujah. In the spirit, you are bad to the bone, and you have the ability to change lives. See, what I realize is people sometimes see me and they'll talk to me, and, you know, I'm not always most confident. I don't walk with an ego. I don't walk in, and I'm not the loudest person in the room. But man, you get me in a place of worship. You get me under the anointing of God, and then this happens. Then the word of God just comes bubbling out. You know, that's what you have to understand about God, is that there are times that people have called me to preach, and it's like a wrecking ball hits the house, and God just comes in and upends and does things and changes lives. But yet, to see me go out to dinner, you maybe wouldn't know that God would flow like that through me. You've got to realize that in the spirit today, friend, you are bad. You are a threat to the devil. You are a threat to the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. And you have the ability right now to be a world changer and a history maker, because the God inside of you is greater and stronger and bigger than what's going on around you. Hallelujah. See, you decide to be a participator. God isn't looking for the fastest or the greatest. God's looking for someone to run with Him. That's what He's looking for today, someone to run with Him. You have the opportunity to influence nations around the world, to influence 25,000 homes and maybe in your community, and to influence over 500,000 people, you know, through social media or whatever, however many you might be connected to. God says he wants you to give your best. You know, now in the natural, I could outrun some of you, right? And some of you could probably outrun me. But God isn't interested in how fast I can run, but that I just simply join up. But that I be a difference maker, that I be a world changer. See, God told Joshua, I've given thine hand. I've given thine hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's given thine hand. Hand always represents a few things. A hand in the Word of God always represents power, means, and direction. In other words, God told Joshua, I have given you my hand. I've given you my power, my means, and my direction. Hallelujah. I believe that God is giving to you and I places that have been shut up. Hallelujah. Even the Word says, I will give you the kings. In other words, I will give you those who control the city. He's going to give them into your hand. Those that are shutting you out from getting where God wants you to be, God will handle them. Yeah, there may be people shutting you out and closing you off and people that are disconnected from you, but God said, I'll give them to you. I'm going to hand them to you. You won't have to fight like you had to in the past. The Lord will fight your battles. Those that contend with you, the Lord will contend with. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Even verse 5 says, it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. See that word wall in the Hebrew. Really, it really means, in its etymology, anything that has joined itself to you, anything that has attached itself to you from your past, that wall will fall. Friend, I want to tell you today, anything that has joined itself to you, anything that has attached itself to you from your past, the Bible says has to fall. That word fall means to overthrow, to die, to be cast down. My friend, anything that has attached itself to you, that is preventing you from getting into the place of promise, God is about to conquer it. Relationships that will drown in the sea, bad credit scores, depression, anger, hurt will be conquered. Whatever it may be, bitterness will be conquered. Fear will be conquered. Depression will be conquered. It will be conquered in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. I call you right now into a set time and a set season in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people and places that have denied you access. But friend, I want to tell you right now, God says that he's giving you divine advantage right now. He's giving you divine advantage. You know, the Bible says that we know that all of us, many of you that are listening to this, you've suffered. You've been going through some things. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Friend, that word suffering just simply means a sensible experience for a short season. A sensible experience for a short season. Friend, it was to get you in a position for double fruitfulness. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Friend, it's a new season. Your latter will be greater than your former. Friend, we've got to stop talking about what used to be, because what is ahead of you is greater than anything behind you. People always talk about the good old days or what church used to be like. Friend, I want to tell you, for those who have an ear to hear, for those who aren't caving and giving in to seeker-sensitive kind of ministry, for those that aren't giving in and trying to ignore the Holy Ghost and trying to ignore the anointing of God, you've got to realize that what is ahead of us is greater than what anything that is behind of us. We've got to stop talking about what used to be and start looking and seeing what is ahead of us. It's greater than anything behind us. We've got to break fear in Jesus' name. We've got to break torment and demand it to go right now in the name of Jesus. Friend, I got to just tell somebody, do not be dismayed. The Word of God says that. It says, do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. When it says do not be dismayed, it means do not have a nervous breakdown. Friend, today, do not have a nervous breakdown about what you're going through right now. Do not fear. Do not be in torment. Do not break under the pressure. All right? You will not be dismayed. You will not have a nervous breakdown for what you're going through. You are going to totally trust God in trouble, because you know on the inside of you, I'm prophesying to you today, there is truth on the inside of you. You know truth. And the Word of God says that the truth will set you free. Friend, today, I right here in this moment, I sense the anointing of God, and I'm just declaring there's a breakthrough for somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Fear is being broken off of you. Your spirit is hearing this. It's receiving this word right now. Torment right now, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I declare over you breakthrough right now. I declare that you break through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody under depression, I just call it to naught right now. I curse depression at its very root right now. Every spirit of oppression, that root of depression must go. I rebuke you, you foul spirit. Let loose them and let them go right now. They be freed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been going through a season of suffering. You've been going through this sensible experience, but it was intended to only be a short season. But I call that season to an end right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree over you, it has come to an end. We just put a stake in the ground and say the end right now. The ending credits is rolling to that season for you. Hallelujah. But you're entering a new season. Today when you woke up, God had an appointed time, a day of destiny for you that you are entering right now, a brand new season in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare. Father, I thank you right now for these people. I thank you, God, for those that have listened to the very end of this podcast to hear, to receive the fullness of this word. Father, help us, God, to totally trust you in trouble. As I've laid this foundation, God, I pray that those that have an ear would hear and receive this word. Receive it, Lord, as a declaration over their life, God, that what they've been going through, it's over. That, Lord, they break through right now and they break free in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that a mighty, strong, intense faith rise up in them. God, let them stand in the face of adversity even now, knowing that the God inside of them is greater and stronger than anything that's going on around them. Hallelujah. Stronger than anything and greater than what anyone would say about them. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I bless you for it all. I declare breakthrough for these people, those that hear, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Friends, I'll tell you, I just love sharing the Word of God, and I hope between part one and part two, I was able to help this come together for you. If you seem a little, if it didn't go, make sure you listen to part one first, and I promise you, it'll all come together. But we are going to totally trust God in the midst of our trouble. We're not going to lose faith. We're not going to lose heart, because there's something greater on the other side. Friends, I love you. I so appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you connect and send us a note. You know, go visit our website at freshfirechurch.net. If you click on contact us, you can send us a note and just say, hey, I appreciated the podcast. It ministered to me. It helped me. Or maybe you check out our TV program. Maybe you get to see that and it blesses you. But let us know, or shoot me a message even on Facebook and just say, hey, you know, it ministered to me. It blessed me. Or even let us know how we can pray for you on our website. You can submit your prayer request to us as well, and do it all at freshfirechurch.net. Friends, I love you. I appreciate you. And I look forward to speaking with you again and sharing the Word of God. Next time we come together, I'll be sharing and focusing more on leadership. But I just had to share this word with somebody, because I knew that it would be a help and a blessing to you, because we are going to totally trust God in the midst of trouble. Friends, I love you. Thank you again for listening to Leadership Lessons with Pastor Adam. I'm praying for you and lifting you before heaven. Until next time, my friends, I pray that the fire of God consumes your life. Goodbye, friends.